Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today.
On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about some tips we use to work and collaborate with sport coaches.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReynolds.com/performance to sign up today. Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. We're up in Boston. We're at Champion PT and Performance. Lenny Macrina, Dan Pope, Mike Scaduto, Dave Tilley here answering your questions. Leonard, who do we have for students today?
We have two lovely students today. They've been with us all season. We have Nicholas Jacopello from the University of Toro University College in Long Island. Close enough, right? And we also have Jason Swaddles Waddles, who is from Kentucky and is a Cleveland Browns fan. We can finally say that, which is very random, but somebody finally can be a Browns fan.
I'm feeling good about the Browns right now, Swaddles. I think we got this.
How are you? Play well.
Yeah, so what do we have for questions today, gentlemen? We're gonna start with our Cleveland Browns fan, Swaddles.
That's a great idea.
Let's do it, Jason.
Danielle from Connecticut says, do you ever have coaches that do not like the treatment or advice that you gave one of their athletes? If so, how do you handle that?
Well, all right, that's a good question, right?
It's a daily occurrence, right?
All right, so, yeah, right? Well, so you said coaches, right, which I think you implied sport coaches because you said athletes, but it, as a physical therapist in the rehab specialist world, I think this also goes to strength coaches to an extent too. So that's a good question. So has your advice ever, how'd they phrase it, irritated?
Not been accepted well.
Not been accepted well by a sport or a strength coach, and then what do you do about
Dave.
It? So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think we all deal with that to an extent. I think it's really about how you deal with it, right? And I think that's the key. But Dave, you want to start? You seem to like sport coaches the least. Not me.
Yeah, so I'll keep it short. But it's because of the sport that I work in. Gymnastics is a very stubborn culture. It has a lot of old school techniques that are rapidly changing, and so that's creates friction. Creates a lot of friction in the blend of the medical world. You know, trying to update some stuff. And yes, it happens almost daily for me, sometimes just, you know, repetitively. And I think that it all comes down to intent. Your intent as a physical therapist, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to honestly help the athlete in front of you get better and get back to their long-term goals? Or do you have, you know, you're trying to just stir the pot? You know, what's your intent there? If your intention is well-meaning and you really want to help and, you know, it doesn't sit well, because usually what happens is it stirs up a conversation about the coach's values or the way they're pushing the kid or something about the parents, or, you know, they don't want to admit that someone's hurt. It's a rough situation for them to be in, so it causes friction. And I think if you approach it from a good intention, but also you say, like, hey, we're all in this together to help the athlete. This is not me versus you. This is not medical versus coach versus parent or whatever. I think that usually people, once they calm down a little bit, you say, like, it is what it is, man. You know, injury happens, unfortunately. You know, what are we going to do about it, to your point? It's like, how are we going to handle this moving forward? And usually that settles the dust a little bit. But over-communicate. Don't take it as a personal attack. And try to be really clear about what you're doing.
So I think what I got out of Dave's response was that sometimes our opinion is not going to jive with a coach's opinion for some reason, and we have to figure out how to best communicate that a little bit. There's probably two times where we get into trouble, right? One is where we do think that, you know, what happened to the athlete, for example, was like a workload issue or something that could have been managed differently from the coach. And when we say, hey, you've thrown too much in baseball, you know, hey, you've thrown too much, that could be an insult to the coach that we have to be really careful about how we articulate that. So I think we just have to be careful to not, like, throw stones, mm-hmm. right? Baseball's a good example, right? We all say, well, you throw too much. Like, and then the kid's like, yeah, I threw 120 pitches one game. And like, whoa, like you blow it up. The parent's like, I know, I told the coach. Realistically, that one day didn't injure the kid. Yeah. It was a big bunch of things together, right? So, you know, be careful not to throw a coach under the bus, I think would be the thing, because you're going to have that a bunch. But what do you guys think?
I think you'll maybe establish coaches that agree with you and respect your opinion, and maybe that coach won't send to you in the future, or you may not interact with that coach much, and you'll eventually end up with your little world of coaches that everybody's on the same page, kind of like we do with doctors as well. There's doctors we don't agree with in the city on how they maybe treat somebody after a rotator cuff repair, and you tend to send people to the doctors that have a like-minded interest in the patient like yourself. So I think don't worry about it. It happens, but I think great point is watch what you say. You never want to put somebody else down because it definitely will come and bite you in the butt.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I always would prefer to work together as a team. And I think that's like a big thing that we do with a lot of the coaches that we're friendly with. And I think that Len kind of mentioned a little bit there, like having like some people in your corner. But I would much rather say to the person like, hey, I'm going to talk to coach whoever, right? And we're going to come up with a game plan. Because in my head, I want to know what the coach's expectations are. Like, especially maybe this is a collegiate athlete and, you know, they have a big tournament coming up. They need this kid. You know, we can figure out a plan together much better than we can individually. So I think if you're not trying to have an open door communication with the strength coaches, then you're going to obviously put yourself at risk for saying the wrong thing. But I think always, though, the people are going to feel like you're gonna say something wrong, maybe, because you're not being open about it, right? So I definitely see that a lot. A lot of coaches are fearful when people leave their system to go see outsiders because they can't control the message.
Right.
You know, so if we can help them with that and reach out to the coach and say, hey, I want to double coach the same message. What are you thinking about Johnny? What? All right, how can I help? How do we put our heads together? I think that would be it.
You'd be surprised when you do talk to that coach, whether it's a strength coach, pitching coach, whatever, gymnastics coach, CrossFit coach, golf coach.
So inclusive.
You'll be surprised that they will probably be on the same page as you, because I think oftentimes something gets lost in translation from the coach to the parent to the PT, and then you talk to the coach like, no, we never said that. This is what we want to do. Same with the doctor. You start talking to the doctor, like, no, you're fine. You can do that. I know the protocol says this, but no, you're good. I trust your skills or whatever. So I think communication approach is critical. Because you'd be surprised, most oftentimes they're gonna agree with you.
Yeah, and sometimes as the outsider, the players come to us and intentionally put us at odds with the coach because they're almost looking for the contrarian sometimes.
Yeah.
I always ask them, I'm like, hey, can I talk to your coach? Because, you know, we work for them, not the coach. I say, hey, can I reach out? I'd rather be open about this and talk to the coach about this. Like, can I reach out to him together? And they always say yes. And then sometimes I'll even email or I'll text and put them and the athlete together and say, hey, coach, just saw Johnny. You know, we saw A, B, and C. I think this would be a good plan going forward. But realistically, I think it's a little pompous of us as a profession to think that you're the dictator of all this.
That's what I was going to say.
The coach is part of this plan, so you shouldn't be saying, here's your next six-month plan. You should be talking with the sport coach to come up with a plan together.
And keep in mind, it's the athlete's decisions. Like, they work for us. They're paying us to help them with an opinion. But, like, I can think of multiple times, like, no, like, I'm going to do this. It's a national event. My college scholarship. Like, all right, well, it's your decision. I'm here for it. But you guys are going to have some stuff to figure out on the other side of that. Just letting you know, like, I'm here for you, but you're signing up for this.
Yeah, and just remember, we're there to serve, right? We're here to serve. So if you say, I think you should take 4 weeks off from your sport, and the athlete and the coach says, right, but in 5 weeks, you know, I have this big showcase. I need to get seen by some college coaches. I want to start throwing in 2 weeks, not 4 weeks. Remember, it's your job to help. Right? So you give your advice, you say what it is, and then you're there to help them. So I think it's that perspective. So I would just overly communicate. Don't work in a silo. Don't, like, be by yourself. You know, and try to include the sport coach in on the decision-making and the long-term plan. And I think that's going to go over much smoother. Right? So Awesome. Good question. I think that was a good one there, because we deal with that quite a bit with coaches, obviously, as physical therapists and rehab specialists. We deal with that a lot. So, you know, it's definitely something you're going to come across. So, good question. Head to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and you can ask us more great questions like that. Be sure to head to iTunes and Spotify to rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Hit him with the double.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeReynolds.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeReynolds.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.